The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Banker bonuses. The central bank's outgoing governor, Philip Lane, just before he headed off to his new job with the European Central Bank, wrote a letter last week to the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, and he warned that the government ban on bankers' bonuses represents a current and future risk to the stability of the banking sector because critical staff at the state-controlled banks are apparently being poached by big tech companies and by relocating British banks. So does this mean that top bankers at the likes of AIB and Permanent TSB could end up being paid a damn sight more and get big bonuses as a result of this intervention? Or politically, would it be impossible for the government to allow this? Now, we have two people with us. We have the economist Paul Sweeney, who, of course, is a veteran of the trade union scene. And we also have Brendan Burgess, the founder of AskAboutMoney.com, who is not a bank spokesperson. We should emphasise that because, Brendan, I believe you're in favour of this idea of paying them more. Why?
Yeah, well, I have been campaigning on behalf of consumer issues for years, you know, tracker mortgages, mortgage interest rates and arrears. And if you told me, you know, or if we look back at it in a year's time and Colin Hunt, the new chief executive of AIB, has made huge progress on those three issues, I would be delighted to pay him a bonus. Jeremy Masding,
hang on, shouldn't he be doing those, achieving those things for his existing level of pay, a package which is worth somewhat in the region of €500,000? Shouldn't that actually be a prerequisite, achieving those things for the salary that he's getting?
I actually don't think that you can attract people of the calibre that's required to run a big Irish bank for €500,000.
He was happy to take the job when the job became available,
yeah,
because Bernard Byrne decided to move on to Davies Stockbrokers. There was a competition and Colin Hunt was more than happy to take the job at the rate of pay.
I think that they might have got a more suitable candidate and they would have had a wider reach internationally if they were able to pay more and if there was a possibility of paying bonuses. Look what happened with Bank of Ireland, which isn't subject to the same restrictions. They paid, I think, 900,000 or 950,000 to Francesca McDonough. What was the first thing she did? She reviewed their approach to tracker mortgages and she said, stop messing around. Those 3,000 or 4,000 people, it's a grey area, but look, let the ball bounce on their side. And she treated consumers well. Okay, then she turned around and said, why are we closing all these branches? We should be opening branches. Now, as far as I'm concerned, whatever bonuses are paid to Francesca McDonough to do that, I say fair play to her. But there is a real problem.
Sorry, does it not come back to the thing that at that €900,000, those are decisions you should be making anyway without needing a bonus to do your job properly?
I think the governor's point of view, I mean, I think an awful lot of jobs are paid basic salary and bonuses, and it's actually a feature of banking. And if you decide we're not going to give high salaries and we're not going to give bonuses, you're not going to attract the right people. And I'd love if you could get a brilliant person in to run AIB and paid them €150,000 a year, and they solved all these problems. They brought down mortgage rates to a rate comparable with the rest of Europe, and they kept AIB very, very profitable, and they appeared at the Oireachtas Finance Committee and kept everybody there happy. But, you know, you're not going to, I wouldn't be able to do that job. You wouldn't be able to do that. Paul wouldn't be able to do that job. It's a very difficult job.
I don't know if Paul might be able to do it. Paul Sweeney, we get you closer to the microphone, please.
Of course I'd be able to do it, frankly. I think it's this argument is in favour of excessive pay. And there's the question, what is excessive? And I think over £500,000 is excessive for people. I know loads of talented people who are earning well under 100,000 in this economy, who do great jobs all over the place. Within the banks, just below the CEO, there's plenty of people who take the job for £500,000 and so on. And the first thing is that Philip Lane, you just read it out, Matt, talked about his worry about bank stability. But the central bank has a problem. It's there to ensure that banks are stable, a job it singularly, or its sister company singularly, failed to do some years ago, absolutely failed. And we should always remember that they failed. It cost us £64 billion. All of the banks failed. And the key reason they failed is because of bankers' bonuses, because of rigged remuneration systems, where they get in the likes of Korn Ferry, Towers Watson, PwC, KPMG, you know all the letters. And they, of course, being hired by all the top executives, know that if I don't give Matt Cooper a big fat pay increase when he's over in his other company on the board, he will not hire whichever lettered remuneration company they're getting so supposedly independent advice from. And it's rigged.
Okay, but Paul, but what about you? Maybe it is rigged, but what about the reality of the situation that, particularly down the IFSC, that there are banks who are willing to pay an awful lot more? The fact that Bank at AIB lost its chief executive, who went to a relatively small, by comparison, stockbroking firm.
Shows you how much money Davies is making.
It does, doesn't it? But doesn't that show you the way of the world, whether you mightn't like it or not? And isn't it also the case that if the state is really worried about it, that it can reclaim a lot of the money via taxation?
Which they had a system, and they, I don't know if it's still in existence, but they should clean back the money through taxation. But Matt, there's a word called financialization that's commonly used by a lot of economists this day. And it basically means that the economies of the world have become financialized. In the old days, finance oiled the wheels of industry. It's absolutely necessary that we have banks and financial institutions. But they got, by paying excessive pay, people who are too clever by half, who invented subprime and all that crap that caused the collapse of the economy. Pay them too much and you get all this
crap. Not the Irish banks.
Not anymore.
Not the Irish banks.
But you want to go back to that.
If you read the Financial Times, you see they're all paying themselves excessively now.
The main Irish banks are not really involved in the mad stuff that you're talking about.
Not yet.
They're not. I agree.
Give them a few bob,
but they've got rid of
crazed.
The foreign. They've got rid of the foreign subsidiaries, more or less. Nothing wrong with
foreign subsidiaries.
No, but they're focusing on banking here in Ireland, and you know it is a sort of, they are doing a very necessary job, and we actually have to get over our hatred for bankers. You spoke about all the things that happened 10 years ago. The people in charge now are not the same people who were in charge. And I don't think we should be damning the people who are there today for the sins of the people 10 years ago.
Okay, some of the comments from listeners. I'm 33. I've struggled to get my salary above €32,000, even though I've worked as a graphic designer for nearly 10 years. I haven't even earned €500,000 so far in my life. So €500,000 a year is ridiculous. He doesn't need a bonus. He needs a slap. Another one says, when the citizens of Ireland are no longer paying USC and are refunded the massive losses the bankers cost the state, then very restricted bonuses should be considered again, says Eamon Kilkenny. And we have another one that says, new starts in the bank earn between €21,000 and €24,000. They're the toughest jobs facing the public and high pressure. They're the ones who need and deserve bonuses and a raise, not the higher-ups. And isn't that one of the big problems with modern-day life, Brendan Burgess, is that there used to be, about a half-century ago, the gap between the top and the bottom might be about five times. The boss would get five times the bottom. Now, the experience, particularly in the likes of Wall Street banks replicated around the world, is the gap is about 100 times. This inequality is what fuels so much anger.
There is a problem in that we have inequality of earnings. But, you know, if you're into sport and watching football matches, how much are the people who are playing on Premier League teams in the UK getting paid?
Okay, but you have paid Martin O'Neill €1.5 million a year to be manager of the Irish football team.
I'm not very much into sport, but I probably wouldn't have, you know. But I don't,
Paul Sweeney,
I don't
would you?
Know.
Because
he may be well worth it. You
again,
know?
Market,
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't
market forces, Paul. Would you have agreed with that or not?
Well, I think, as I said, Matt, market forces are rigged. The bankers rigged them with financialisation.
But in soccer?
Finance got out of control. We're talking about bankers here, and I don't know enough about sport. Though I do think it's being overly financialized as well. I mean, who owns the clubs these days? Rich dudes, it's ego trips. They pay. But anyway, that's another story.
That's another story.
But the financial, I want to see them properly paid. That's the first thing. But I believe in paying the rate for the job. Bonuses, I believe, should only be paid in exceptional circumstances. And look at the pay of the Irish bankers before the collapse. It was insane. And they all talked together. They all went to the same schools. They were mainly male. And the whole thing collapsed. It didn't just wipe out
but
the shareholders.
It has changed.
Francesca, wiped out the country almost.
Francesca McDonagh is female and she's, I don't know if she's the best paid. I suspect that she's not the best paid.
A million quid plus, I checked it, plus 8,000 in allowances.
And she's done a great job.
One bet down with both of you. I can't see any government at the moment actually agreeing to lifting this cap, no matter what arguments are put to them.
A government that hasn't addressed the housing crisis and is doing what it's doing on broadband is quite likely to make another terrible mistake.
Paul Sweeney, economist, and Brendan Burgess from AskAboutMoney.com. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.